Discourse 23, September 19, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. O mighty luminous presence, from out thy secret place, thy radiance shines brighter and brighter. And as thou dost encompass America and humanity in thy great loving presence of light, so we give praise and thanks for the privilege of being thy messengers, to carry forth thy thought, thy work, and thy word into the various parts of the earth, there to be blessed by thy beneficent presence. O mighty host of light, as messengers of that one supreme power, we give praise and thanks for thy ministering presence to ourselves and all mankind. From out thy great wisdom comes the solution of all things. From out thy great light comes the great consciousness that opens humanity's consciousness and is the great presence self-sustained forever. Greetings and love from the great host for establishing conditions in which they delight. There is a difference between musical peace and ordinary peace, as we term it. This music is harmony of the spheres and carries much higher and farther than other activities, except where the thought is sent, propelled by conscious dynamic force. The Discourse. The old seeming myths and legends were far more true than the humanity of today are willing to acknowledge. The gods and goddesses of the olden times were greatly enlightened beings whom the humanity of that period looked upon as too superior in wisdom and light to ever dream of becoming like them. However, the children of light today, through the inner propelling power of the individualized Christ force, realize that there is no height, no matter how great, that one may not reach and there be forever self-sustained. Reminder, I wish again to call your attention to what was given last week on visualization and ask that you read it daily so that you get the true conception of visualizing. Contemplate it as often as you can, for I am aware that the door of your consciousness is opening to receive the full use and understanding of its mighty power. The quickening of the understanding established last week is leavening the whole loaf, as it were, and with your cooperative conscious effort in contemplation of its great activity, you will come more and more into its tremendous use and possibilities. The activity of the light is consciously drawn about you, and the radiation that goes forth is reaching a point of saturation, chemically speaking, at which its radiance runs over, as it were, like a pail of water filled to overflowing. This becomes a fountain of ever-pouring light, illumination, substance, and power, governed by wisdom and folded in its cloak of divine love. Thus is there no uncertain activity. Be conscious of the overflowing substance and power flowing forth to wherever you are conscious of a need. This will become so tangible and so potent in its operative power that ere long it will stand ready and dart forth like a ray of light wherever there is a call or demand. It is well to be aware that there is no limit to this outpouring. You arrive at the point of consciousness where this mighty power surges forth to fulfill the demand without contacting your physical body. Why? Because the consciousness reaches a height of the self-sustaining presence, where it is, can be, and will be more and more directed from the electronic body, which will maintain this outpouring in calm, poise, and peace. The only activity required is to fix the attention upon that which is consciously known to be needed. Aside from this, be aware that from the height of the electronic activity, the work is constantly going on and being consciously directed from the great Master Presence. within. This is preparation, and a very important step to the outer and inner becoming one. When there is sufficient calm, peaceful preparation, the wisdom flows like a gently flowing stream, carrying with it a conviction and radiance not possible in any other way. Daily work until the 10th of October. Spend at least 3 to 5 minutes every night until the 10th of October, making your clearest visualization of the all-seeing eye, which is the highest yet normal means of causing the pineal gland and pituitary body to act in perfect balance. This will naturally cause other centers of the body to act in harmonious accord with it. In this manner, divine love and wisdom are naturally caused to act upon the lower centers, raising their activity in a manner and grace not otherwise possible. This will bring splendid results. Each student should, for 5 minutes in perfect quiet sometime during the day, claim the full power of perception and its full activity in his or her life and world. This will enable everyone to have insight and foresight concerning their activity and affairs, which are activities that all students need and really crave very much. One should contemplate that one has right now the full God power of projection and precipitation, and the power of molding and manifesting the inner substance into whatever form is desired. This may be applied by all of you. Here is a secret not conceived of or known except in the retreats, which is an exact opposite of what is ordinarily understood from the general activity of the outer. When the inner has raised the outer to a certain point of recognition, the outer begins to rejoice exceedingly in its cooperative action. From this point on, the conscious effort to hold fast to the joyous desire to act within the magic circle makes it far easier than I can explain to you in words. Several of you are reaching this point, for which I rejoice with you. Warning. Each one of you should take a firm, determined stand that no thought of criticism, judgment, or condemnation should at any time find lodgment in your consciousness. I am enfolded in the mantle of the Master Christ. Therefore I maintain my thought, feeling, and words free from all criticism and judgment. This maintained will open doors of wonderful light and activity. With this, take the stand that when you have done the best you can for an individual through instruction or radiation or both, you place that one in God's hands and insist that your outer self remain free from the contemplation of the subject. This will give a power, activity, and use of the inner presence that will many times amaze you. Hints to the group. We feel greatly encouraged over the unusual harmony manifested within the individuals yesterday. If this great loving, joyous feeling of one student to another and to their instruction is maintained, wonders may occur at any time in their midst. Several have sought the visible presence of one or more of the ascended host. This attitude maintained might enable such a desire to be fulfilled for the group. If each can enter joyously into the acceptance of this idea, it will be well indeed. In contemplating the use of the true vision, let each one demand of his or her inner self unwavering conviction in its use. For when the vision has placed the picture desired within the great silence, it is positively certain to be propelled forth into visible form, the moment it has registered there with sufficient clearness. Do not have any consideration except to know that the picture is placed within the great silence, firm and clear, and you will not need to be concerned when it will manifest, because the law of the great silence is to propel it forward into visible form the moment it is registered. As a rule, the student endeavoring to place the visioned picture within immediately begins wondering if it really got there. This questioning prevents the clearness of the picture striking the inner plate, or great silence. When the picture is made, the only office of the outer is to know positively that it is registered in its full and perfect clearness, and then rest in that. The wish has gone forth. Know that it has gone forth and brings its visible action. The disappearance of animals from the earth. One of the most amazing things, perhaps, in all manifestation, is the tremendous power that the love of an individual has to lift the consciousness of an animal, as it is so beautifully illustrated in Unveiled Mysteries. It is a beautiful illustration of how the intense love of mankind for animals will soon remove all animals from the outer expression. Metempsychosis. There was a time in the progress of humanity when the conscious division of the constructive and destructive use of the inner power and energy began. Through the power of black magic or misuse of the one energy, sometimes a soul was driven from its body by another, and a body of an animal was built up and the soul was compelled to use it. It was from this condition that the legend of the transmigration of souls came. There has only been one period through the centuries at which this occurred. The ascended host consumed and dispelled this activity forever. But the memory, which has never been erased in an etheric record, still lingers. And now and then an individual, having contacted this record, keeps alive the idea that should long ago have been forgotten. Dominion over the body. People can, if they will only realize it, talk to the organs or parts of the physical body just like they would to a child from whom they wished obedience. They can say, "Now you get into perfect normal activity, and see that you maintain it." During the time that the life is maintained within the form, there are innumerable little workers whose duty it is to rebuild the atomic structure of the form and maintain it in perfect order. Again, one can say to that part of the life activity, "See that my body is supple, perfect in form, and beautiful, that my hair, eyes, and every part of me glows with the light of the inner activity." The fact and eternal truth is that the consciousness is absolute master of every activity of the body and can mold it into perfect activity and form. The only reason those who know this do not get their manifestations is because they do not stay on the job. If a disobedient child were destroying something beautiful and valuable in your home, you would certainly put a stop to it. The time has come for you to do permanent work on your bodies. The work of repairing and perfecting the body is done through the electron. Say to the intelligent workers in your entire body, "Get to work and see that every particle of this structure is replaced with God's perfection. Do this especially at night before going to sleep." Realize that you are setting to work intelligent beings who obey you. The consciousness must be impressed upon the workers that the perfection is permanent. The electron is a focus of perfect energy from which the workers draw their perfection. Instead of knowing that everything we place within the body is God's pure substance, most of us have the idea that some of God's substance can be harmful. The idea that any of God's substance is naturally harmful and inharmonious to man is absolute nonsense. To meat eaters. The reason that flesh food does not belong in the human body is because there is certain animal quality in the natural structure of the flesh, and this automatically acts from its own trained environment of activity. Question: what causes the change in desire for food? Saint Germain: It comes through the raising of the consciousness, and this quickens the activity of the atomic workers. Very important. The force field around the electron is naturally perfection. The force field between the positive and negative atoms may be so charged with the force of the electron that it maintains a constant constructive activity. This is done by the conscious activity of the thought through the vision. The province of the conscious activity and the right use of its power is to qualify this force field between the atoms with the perfection of the electron. The nature of the little workers is to keep perfection. A good affirmation is, see that this is renewed and maintained in its perfect activity. Remember always, the human mind will revert back to imperfection unless you keep a death-like grip upon it until it makes full union with the golden flame. Take your stand. Know you have within you the mighty Master Presence, and tell it to see that you are sustained in the constant activity of perfection. You must consciously give quality and permanency of the quality to the atomic structure if perfection is to be maintained without interruption. Command often. I speak to you, the conscious workers of the constructive process. See that perfection is created and maintained in every function of all my bodies. Germs. There is no germ of any disease except what the conscious mind creates. The medical profession call this activity germs. Phagocytes. These little workers are constructive by nature and are placed in the body to maintain perfection. But the discord in the thought and feeling, if allowed to express in the consciousness of the individual, compels them into other than their natural activity or work. For healing more quickly. Whenever you visualize the golden light acting, qualify it with infinite intelligence and command these little workers to create and maintain perfection in the mind and body. This adds a tremendous element to the healing activity, which is the natural action of this golden light. In the light is an intelligent activity. When this is directed by the conscious command, it sets in motion tremendous power of the Christ. Get the full realization of this fact at all times, so that you will know that this consciousness always acts according to your demand. Instead of allowing these little workers in the body to accept destructive suggestions, by your conscious command you keep them obedient to their own natural perfect activity. Whenever you hold the vision on healing, be sure to qualify it in this way with the conscious command. By the use of the conscious command as the Christ, we transcend the law of growth. The law of growth is only in the outer activity. There was a time when birth came through the power of the inner vision, creating the full form as desired by the masters within. This is the same power that is used today by the ascended host who project forms for their own use. The ascended beings at this time, unless a number of activities are required at once, usually take their own body for the work. If three or four activities are required at the same time, they project that many forms through which the energy is to act. The law of growth is only a concept of the human mind that accepts the limitation of and the concept of time. The ascended host can send or project a form just as easily as a thought. The instantaneous action of the desire creates the form by the thought, for their thought creation is instantaneous. If you wish to project your thought to a distance, you have but to clothe it with your picture. To make a form tangible to the outer senses, it must be clothed in the atomic structure. The transportation of a body by levitation is a much lower action than the dissolving and reassembling of it at a distance. The latter is a much more rapid process. The manner of transporting the objects from the temple at Mitla to the royal Teton was by the disassembling process. This was the method used for all in the retreat, except the portraits. In the case of the portraits, we did not wish to interfere with the cohesive structure as it had been previously established, for reasons not explainable now. In passing through solid objects, things are disassembled and reassembled on the other side. In this way, we keep the inner blueprint intact and reassemble the article again according to that perfect pattern. Benediction. Thou mighty infinite presence, we give praise and thanks for the clearness of thought and understanding today, and that thy mighty intelligence is now acting in the minds and bodies of these thy students, eternally sustained in its fullness and activity.